Day 6, walk humbly. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verses 3 through 11. What I love about this verse is that it talks about humility as a choice. Jesus humbled himself. There's so many verses in Scripture about Jesus and humility. Even his birth was humble. The living, breathing image of God chose to manifest his strength and power in humility. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. In our day and age, humility is not exactly a societal value. Some of us even view humility as a weakness. This could not be further from the truth. Pride is easy. Being selfish and self-centered requires absolutely zero effort or thought. Humility, however, requires great power. When we know who we are in God, we can use that incredible position to put others first.